On the Bechdel cast, the questions asked if movies have women in them. Are all their discussions just boyfriends and husbands, or do they have individualism? The patriarchy's effing vast. Start changing it with the Bechdel cast.
Hello, Bechdel cast listeners.
Hi, everyone. Jamie Loftus here.
And Caitlin Durante.
You know us. You love
you
us.
You love us?
You know us. Or maybe you don't, and this is your first episode, and you're choosing violence for no reason because there's no episode this week.
Right.
And we are, I will say, so, okay, let's just, you know, I think we can put all our cards on the table. It's the end of the year. We are contractually obligated to provide 50 episodes a year. But here's the thing. We really enjoy our job, so we usually don't skip any weeks. And then at the end of the year, usually it's like, oh, we put out enough episodes. We can have a bit of a break, if you will.
Yeah. I'm tired.
Isn't that fun? This is a little peek behind the iron curtain of podcasting.
The iron curtain.
So opaque, and yet, you know, Now you know that we are entitled to have 2 weeks off, and we usually don't take them, and this year we're going to take one of them.
I didn't even know that, because I'm terrible at reading contracts. I don't know if anyone's ever tried to read a contract before, but they're impossible to understand.
I do know. I know that much. I know that we are allowed to take 2 weeks off a year, and we just usually only take one. And I think that that's true this year too, and this is the only one that we're taking. Or maybe we did. You know what? I think we did in August as well. All I'm saying is we're doing the right thing by doing this. And if you're mad, then you're being a labor problem.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are tired and we deserve a break, and you should respect that.
Yeah. So we are taking the last week of the year off this year. However, if you are looking for a fun end of year episode and you didn't hear our New Year's Eve Gary Marshall episode from last year.
Wow.
I would say that we have already produced primo end of year content for your listening enjoyment. And, you know, it's available free on the feed right now.
Yes. And there's also stuff on the Matreon.
And then there's also the Matreon, which we were going to plug in this episode. Right. So tell me about that.
Well, gee whiz, we have a Patreon, a.k.a. Matreon.
Uh-huh.
It is $5 a month.
Sure is.
Subscribers get access to 2 bonus episodes every single month and access to the entire back catalog of all of those bonus episodes, which is now over 100 episodes because we've been doing it for
since 2017.
Like over 4 years.
Yeah. And it's and another fun look behind, it doesn't feel right to call it, but the Iron Curtain of
the
podcasting.
Iron Curtain.
As we are recording this right now, we are about to go in and record our final Matreon episode of the year on The Snowman from 2017. The Matreon
You're
is where
welcome.
We cut loose. We let our hair down and we cover the most fucking fun, weird. It's a mix of like very popular requests that Caitlin and I want to talk about one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And it's also a mix of weird movies, our personal favorites, your personal favorites, maybe a little bit more obscure movies that we want to talk about.
By Frankenstein.
I was going to say this episode we're about to record, The Snowman, is going to be of the I Frankenstein ilk in that it's a very, very bad movie that there's somehow so much to talk about. So I'm very excited to record it. We have so much fun on the Matreon. It's also just like a really, really kind-hearted and sweet community.
Mm-hmm.
And so usually on the Matreon, we or our listeners on the Matreon will pick a theme every month and we will do 2 episodes on that theme. We've observed Portman July in different months of the year, I think 2 or 3 different times.
True.
Sorry, my cat is, oh, isn't this, okay, this is cozy holiday content. My cat's screaming for no reason.
Flea. Did I tell you that I saw Natalie Portman on the street walking by?
No, like, you just didn't tell me that.
Wow. Well, I did.
That's so, I had Natalie Portman appear to me as like intrusively the other day where I woke up and the TV was on. And the first thing I saw was a perfume commercial with Natalie Portman. But she was doing this thing where she was like, hey, like she got really close to the camera and it scared me and I jumped. Yeah.
Whoa.
So what is she? Wait, she's so short, right?
She was very petite.
She's so, I love when people are petite. Mm-hmm. That's Hollywood, isn't it? Anyway,
you wouldn't necessarily know. That's movie magic.
I wish that was me. Every time we post a picture of us together, they're like, why is Jamie so humongous? I feel sick.
People
are so disturbed by that picture of us. They think that I'm unwell.
They think that you're a giant, and they think that I am 3 feet tall.
Liz, I'm wearing a 1-inch heel in that picture, and it's like, oh, sorry for looking confident for once in my life, and everyone gets so upset about it. Sorry for not slouching over to try to accommodate the world. Jesus Christ.
Well, speaking of peeking behind the Iron Curtain,
yeah,
listeners, to clear it up once and for all, mm-hmm. I am 5'4".
Yeah, and I'm 6 feet tall, okay? Sometimes I literally was at therapy today. Wow, brave, amazing. And my therapist was once again like, you make yourself small in the world. You don't need to make yourself small. You can be. But I interpreted it physically. I'm 6 feet tall. I'm 6 feet tall, period.
Jamie, take up space. Take up space literally and metaphorically.
Look, we've talked about it on the show a million times, and it's like, I want other women to take up space. I want everyone to take up the appropriate amount of space, except for myself. I feel like I shouldn't be allowed to even vote. We're all on a journey. We weren't even supposed to put out an episode this week, and look at us providing free content once again.
It's at least 5 minutes long by now. So
join the Patreon. The Patreon's fun. That's where Caitlin and I really get confessional and have a real goofy time. We're gonna talk about the snowman, mm-hmm. and I swear to God, I have so many notes. It's absurd.
My recap is like 5 pages long.
I don't think I've prepared this hard for an episode in a long time. And we prepare very well. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Okay?
Yes. And then one final thing is, so we'll be returning in the new year with regular episodes as normal. Mm-hmm. We have a list of movies we definitely want to cover in the coming year. If there are any, though, that you would like to request, mm-hmm. We forget to plug this all the time, but we have a Google something. What is it called?
A Google form.
A Google form that...
Don't edit that out. That was... I really loved that. You're like, a Google?
And then I was like, it's not a Google sheet. It's really not a Google...
Building up to it.
I simply could not think of the word.
I do that 400 times a day, and it's just kind of like... liberating to see someone else have the same. They're like, you know, and then just continue the sentence.
Yeah. So fine, I'll keep it all in.
Oh boy.
Anyway, it is a Google form. Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah, oh yes, you're welcome.
And on that form, you can submit requests for movies you would like us to cover, and then we compile all the results of that, and
yes,
you know, make an effort to do episodes on very popular requests. But we're also, you know, we're seeing everything that you request. So request away, we'll provide that
link. Yes, and we are especially always looking for movies that you want to hear that are not directed by white guys. As always,
yes,
that it is always a continuing initiative of us on the show and also just in life in general to lift up, discuss, learn about, talk about, find guests who want to talk to us about movies that aren't made by straight white guys. Can you imagine? They're out there. We've covered many of them, but we would like to cover more. And so
indeed,
in the coming year, particularly if there are movies that are not by white guys that you would like us to cover, we are particularly interested in those because we are kind of, you know, our job is it's we want to give you movies that you want to hear about, that mm-hmm. you want to hear discussed. And we also want to discuss movies that are not by white guys. So, you know, and so that is the continuing goal. So please submit your requests. We love to know what's on your mind. It helps us stay sharp and it makes the show better for us and for you. So
absolutely. And we will provide that link to the, what's it called again? A
Google.
The Google form.
Google form.
We'll stick that in the show notes for this episode and we will pin it to our Twitter for a little bit. So submit away.
Submit away. And with that, happy holidays. Mm-hmm. Happy New Year. We hope that however you observe or don't observe the holidays, that you are well, that you are protecting yourself and protecting others.
Yes.
And that you had a little snack. Oh. My neighbor dropped off Christmas cookies at my door this morning.
That's so nice.
I know. And I was like, oh, I'm going to enjoy these for the next couple of days. But guess what? They're gone.
Oh, well, I just treated myself to what I think was like 3 dozen sugar cookies that I just bought at the grocery store.
Yes.
And I'm really plowing my way through those.
Well, we'll keep you posted as well on our, I mean, as many of you know, Caitlin and I, we're not fake podcast friends. And that's not like directed at anyone in particular, although there are people out there, our co-hosts out there who are fake friends. We're real friends. We're playing it safe, and then we're getting tested before we spend Christmas together as we usually do.
Indeed.
So there you go. You'll probably see some of our annual Christmas content.
Are we gonna watch Titanic? Yes.
Like we did on Thanksgiving, unfortunately. It's like we do have 2 annual viewings of Titanic that are very close together. I have a quick question for you, and maybe if it's too personal for the episode, you can cut it, but I'm curious.
Well, we'll see.
What if it was disgusting? I'm curious, where did you find like a place for the Lego Titanic, or is it just still like on your table near your TV?
Oh, wow. That is not too personal at all.
Okay.
It is currently resting in front of my, I laid it to rest at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. It is in front of my TV stand.
Oh.
On the floor.
Okay. I feel like you need to get like a sturdy shelf for that, right? Are you going to like spray it with like spray glue so it doesn't? Because what if it falls? I've thought about that.
I know. I think if it falls, no amount of glue will hold it together. So I think I don't want to glue it. Someone had the idea that I mount my TV on the wall, which requires so many more skills than I have.
Yeah.
But if I mount the TV, then I can put the Titanic, just like put it on top of the TV stand.
That's an excellent idea. Mounting a TV has made me cry, but it is possible.
Yes.
And I can help you because I cried doing it once.
I might just hire a task rabbit or something. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Not to impugn your work, Jamie.
No, trust me, Caitlin. I don't want to mount your TV. I was being nice. It's really hard. and TVs are heavy. Okay. So happy New Year, everyone. Happy holidays. Please stay safe. Please protect yourself and others. And if you are mad at us for not releasing an episode, go back and listen to New Year's Eve, and you're a union buster. So happy New Year. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.